As the youngest country on Earth, New Zealand has a rich and fascinating history that reflects her Maori and European heritage. Her cities are very culturally diverse, with amazing Maori historic sites and taonga, or treasures, right alongside many beautiful colonial buildings. New Zealand possesses extraordinary flora and fauna due to its relative isolation from the rest of the world and its island setting. This separation from the rest of the world about 100 million years ago enabled many ancient plants and animals to evolve and thrive. New Zealand is also home to unique birds such as the flightless nocturnal kiwi, New Zealand's unofficial national bird, the weka, and the kakapo, the world's largest parrot. One particular unique bird capable of flight is the inquisitive kia, which is well known for its fearlessness of humans. It is from New Zealand that the kiwi fruit became known all over the world. The kiwi fruit was originally from China and was known as Chinese gooseberries in New Zealand. Its later export as a kiwi fruit has given the fruit its international fame. New Zealand has also delivered to the world many famous people, such as Sir Edmund Hillary, the mountaineer who reached the summit of Mount Everest, Peter Snell, athlete, Te Kanawa, opera singer, and Bruce McLaren, race car driver. During her Ocean of Love lecture tour in 2000, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation of sincere truth aspirants to visit this beautiful country and share her wisdom and knowledge of the universe. Please enjoy the following lecture entitled The Reunion of Souls, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Auckland, New Zealand on April 27, 2000.
Is our destiny fixed?
Yes and no. Yes and no. There are two kinds of destiny. One is still in the store, waiting, and the other one is already written for this lifetime. And that's why you are born in certain family and have to walk the way you do and experience pain, pleasure the way you do. But even then, you can correct that. Once we go into a higher level, we can look down and see what's wrong in our life. And we can fix different department and make our life better. That's why meditation people, they become happier and their life smoother. They're clearer, you know, everything better for them automatically. Seek you first the kingdom of God and all the things shall be added unto you. That's what it means.
Can you please teach me how to love?
I can't. But you can teach yourself by going in the ocean of love, which you are, by remembering it, by going back into it, swimming in it every day, saturating yourself with blessing from heaven, be loved by God, feel loved by our Father, then you will be loving automatically. I can't teach you, not even 1,000 years, because you are love incarnated. You are already love. No one can teach you. You just awaken, remember, walk the way you should be as a loving being, as a representative of God, then you will know love.
If a person who in a previous life has done some bad things, what should he do to liberate in this life, and where can he liberate to, and for how long?
The only thing you should do is just know yourself. Okay? Doesn't matter how bad you have been in the past. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how long this hall has been dark. Tonight, they just lit the light and everything is brilliant again. Even if it has been dark here for 300 years, it doesn't matter at all. Get enlightened and everything else is clear.
Why is God so hidden, so hard to realize or hard to find?
He's not. My God, He's dying to come out to shake hands with you. Just you don't look for Him. Quiet yourself like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours a day. And then He appears immediately. Yeah? Just look into where God is and don't look into the world. Meditation means we retire from the world for a while. Yeah? Don't mean go into Himalaya, but retire inside. Forget the world, forget every trouble for a while. And then remember God, then God will come. Yes, honey? Finito?
Yes.
Cool.
Finito.
Yes, good. Thank you so much for your love and your patience.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful audience. You can take some fruit if you like to. You've been sitting so long, maybe you feel tired and dry. They are yours. Thank you and God bless you. God already does. You want to sit here? Me? Go here. Yeah, sit anywhere. You look like a monk. Baby, come here. Here, you want some cake for your mother?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then sit there if you want. So cute. So nice of kids to do this. So nice. Later we share, yeah?
Yeah.
We share all this, yeah?
Yeah.
Make it dry and hang it there, yeah?
Yeah.
Some people put them in tea. I don't recommend because some flour, I don't know what they say. Mm. Thank you, darling. Hey, baby. You can help yourself to the candy here if you want. Thank you. Wow, beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Come, you are so good. You know why you are so good? Because you are me. Yeah. We get on fabulously well because we are
one.
Huh? You know, the nature of the soul is not that I am here and I have one soul in here. It's not like that. My soul is bigger than just in here. It might be all over here. It might be all me. You understand? But it looks different. I know. It's not like, okay, God is one and everybody is one with God. It's not in that sense. It's in a sense that one individual can have a great soul that encompasses many so-called bodies. Understand? So we can happen to identify just like each other. Just like sometimes we have two persons, but we think exactly the same thing at the same moment. That is because that is one soul. Not because they are one with God or they are one with each other, but they are one soul. Just like twin. You see, you're like soulmate, something like that. The soulmate doesn't mean only one. Mean a lot, can be a lot. Because some great soul, they encompass a lot of other beings for their own purpose. Before we feel like brothers and sisters, we feel like one. Sometimes you feel very good with your sister or your brother, your mother, your father, because that's you. You make it become family, but it's only one. One soul and many individuals. Repeat? No. It's all right. But that's why sometimes we say, I have affinity with that person. Oh, she's my soulmate, he's my soulmate. Because it's you. It is really you. I mean, that your individual soul group in one soul, see what I mean? Above that, we are one with God and one with everybody else. We have also individual soul which can house many big group of people. It's just one soul. But it looks different. No, no capito, huh? No. Never mind. It's okay. You do understand. Yes. So that's why sometimes we feel so good with a group of people. See? The more we are with them, the more we feel strengthened. Because we are at home with ourselves. We are together. We peace together. You see? No wonder we work so well, huh? Can you imagine you and me, huh? I love you so much. Sometimes I do miss you a lot. Some people, especially some people if I know long time, even like one of the residents die or something, I know I can see her anytime, but it's different. See what I mean? It's different, like I cannot keep calling her, coming down here, visit me, you know, it's not fair. But if, when we're physically together, we can, see what I mean? And sometimes, so nice people that I also want to stay there with them forever. And just like, for example, now I invited some representative, some contact persons in my rooms, and we share some food, eat together. Well, they eat together. I share some food, and they eat together. And just so nice, it feels like family. I feel like they're so good, and I also love to be around good people. It makes you feel good too. It makes you feel life is worth living, and everything you do is really worthwhile. It's really, really nice. So I also did not want them to leave, and I also did not want to leave your city. I just get sentimental like that. And perhaps you do feel like that when we are not together, huh? And in some moments like that, I understand how you feel. But otherwise, most of the time, I don't feel the separateness between us at all. And I do not feel that the world needs me, even. I told you that many times. But it's difficult for you to understand. Yeah. Some people keep telling me, oh, well, it's difficult to know if you are a true master or not. I say, hey, it's good. It's good that you don't know, and I don't have to work so hard. No problem. I only do it just because you know. You ask me to, or people ask me to. Okay, you tell. You look like me. Your nose in the middle of two eyes. Can't tell. Yeah? And I don't make miracles. I don't make anything to attract you at all. I just sit in the coffee sometimes drinking. And if you want, I come here sometimes, talk to you. Today I sit in a coffee shop just like everyone else, and I feel really like everyone else. And I feel like, how am I going to talk to these kind of people that I have never met? And my name will meet again. And they don't even know anything about spirituality, no vegetarian experience, nothing. I was thinking, how am I going to do this? You'd rather sit here, huh? At least we sit together and encouraging each other to know. Better than you sit there not alone, it's lonely, right? So, and then you have maybe more kids, work harder than before, have more money, some of you, better job, yeah? Or even if you have the same money, you know how to manage better. And you have more before. You travel more than you ever do before. And with the same money. Because you just know how to do things better, yeah? And therefore, you're just happier. Mm? You have more than before, even though it may be the same. You see, I have read an article in a magazine, How to Become a Millionaire. You want to hear? Okay. It is very logical, we give a lot of money away, huh? Not a lot, for us it's a lot, yeah? Well, actually it is also a lot. Millions of dollars is not little money in this world, even though we can't compare to Bill Gates, you know. We are different Gates. We are so gay. Yeah. Wani Fa Men. Wani Fa Men means the gate. Yeah, the gate to heaven. Yeah. The gate to the word of God. So anyhow, we also gate, yeah? Well, we also donate a lot of money for our capacity. Yeah, and other people think also a lot. I mean, not a lot compared to a lot of other, a lot of people or World Bank, but a lot for what we earn, yeah? For the ordinary action of people. Yeah? Most people don't give like that. So you do give. And a lot of people think that I'm very rich. I am also. But I'm not as rich as they think I am, but which is good. But if they have come to us, yeah? Suppose if they were me and have that kind of money, they won't look that rich, and they won't be able to give that much. Not because they don't want to, just they don't know how to manage. You see, know how to manage so that it will stretch out like that. So when I read that article, I think it's cool, you know. I did it all already, how to become millionaire. I knew it all already. Because it's just natural. Some people have a natural. But it is because we also enlighten, yeah? We also practice the enlightened way and the way of love, and we have very few wants in this world. You see, just like the way you are now, before you have a lot but you think you don't have enough, and now however you have much, you can manage. You still can come to New Zealand or Thailand or wherever retreat, provided if you have holiday, yeah, you can always manage. And that's a wonder, and you feel always enough. And you will always love. I'm only one, but all of you feel that I love you alone. Love enough, or have enough love for everyone. It is because we practice the way of love. And we just know how to have enough. Just like how to save money to become richer. Not because you earn more money. Not necessarily. But you save more. You want less, the unnecessary thing. And then you save more money. So when you save $1, just like you earn one more dollar, you understand this? And it's even better than earning more, $1 more. Because when you save $1, you don't need to go to work for that. You just cut out some unnecessary things. Before I go out and buy everything, now you have to think carefully. Before you go out and buy everything, now you go just straight to the tofu. Save money, save time, save thinking. Yeah? Before cook all kinds of things, now just tofu, chop choy. And then tomorrow, chop choy, tofu. Yeah, simple, huh? Simple life, yeah? And before you go everywhere, maybe you need to book hotel for yourself and your husband, and it's a lot of money. Now you just pack a tent. Come out there, yeah, cool, fresh air, natural. Oxygen a lot around you, but you come under the tree, come on the grass, feel good, light, and economy also. Yeah, and we live together, we're happy. We don't need to stay in a big hotel to be happy. In fact, we're happier than when we stay in a big hotel. Yeah, because we have common ideas, interests, we love each other, and we just feel so good. And the natural air and food, healthy, make us feel so good. You see? The money, you didn't earn more. You don't have to earn more money. You just know how to live your life, because you have only one life, this life. Whether I say the truth or not, you have heaven or not, or you have reincarnation or not, this life is all you know, right? And if you don't manage well, you cannot live freely, and you cannot feel happy about it. You have to do what you really want and what is good for you. Of course, you will tell me, then you can do anything you want. It's not true. What good for you is what you should do. Vegetarian is healthy, right? Meditation calms your nerves, make you more bright and clever and loving. That's good for you. Yeah? It's not that you do anything you want. Of course, we can do anything we want. But what good for us, that's the clever people would do. Saving money is better than earning money. Anything you save is like you earn. Except that you don't have to go out and work for it and pay tax on it even. See? Anything you earn is yours. And then you can do everything you want. You can give yourself something you like or give to the needy people. That's what we do. We do all the time. I do also. What I told you, I do. I don't always do it so that it's written on the magazine. Most of the thing I do is not written in the magazine. It is written because some people happen to be there and know it and run report about it. Or it is official, you know, like concert, and everybody has to know. That's how it is. Otherwise, I do it every day. Every time, every chance. So that one of the attendants laughed at me. He said, "Master, how come McDonald's meal is so expensive, the most expensive restaurant I have ever seen?" You know why? Because when we went in there, we've seen some homeless people. They're looking for garbage. And I give them, you know, like $500. And this one, he said, "My God, just eating some French fry and two cola, that's it? $500. So he makes jokes about it all the time. He said, "Okay, next time when you say you want to check me out, I know which is the most expensive restaurant." Most of the time we see homeless people that hang around there, or they're looking for garbage, and I cannot bear it. So I give them some, and I give what I have there. So he makes joke, he said, "I didn't know McDonald's is the most expensive restaurant." So, yeah. He said, "What? We eat only two French fries and two medium cola, and then we even have to serve ourselves and even stand in line, and it's so expensive." So these things we do because we love other people, because they are us anyway. So there's nothing to talk about, yeah? But sometimes, of course, we write it in magazines because also other disciples need to learn, yeah, from the example. Also that most of the things I do are open, yeah? So people can know. Just so we know the things that we do. Just like you tell me what you do. And so the news report what I do to you. So it's just so that we get in touch, you know, like we know each other's way of life and things like that. Like knowing each other. Not because to boast for everybody else to know. If to boast for everybody else to know, we should put it in a router or, you know, like a big news company. Not just write it in our small magazine. But this is a way of life that we do that all the time. It should be the way of life, and everyone should do that. And I'm very proud of you that you do that all the time. I know that. I know you do that. Individually. And still, you have enough money to spare to come here, to go to retreat, to come see me whenever possible. You see, your life become richer, or not? Yeah. And I give all the time, I still have a lot. I mean, for me, it's a lot. Oh, what do I need? When I come to see you, of course, I wear this. Yeah, it's my own design, so for fun. When I'm not with you, I should throw this quickly because heavy. I don't really like. And I eat maybe once or twice a day, whatever left over or whatever new. If it's new, I eat. If left over, I eat. What can I need? Yeah? Therefore, that's why I still have a lot of money, because I don't spend much, not because I earn more. See, just like you. You earn just like before. You might even have more kids now than before, but you still have more money. You still feel life is more rich for you than before, right? Feel more satisfied, eh? More enough, right? Yeah, that is the trick. A lot of people who are millionaires, nobody knows. And everybody thinks to be millionaire is difficult. It's not. And especially people who are already millionaires, they keep themselves that way because they are very natural, they're frugal. They don't even drive expensive new car, they just buy second-hand car so they don't have to pay luxury tax, for example. And they just drive normal car. Most millionaires, they don't drive expensive car, they drive Ford or, you know, reasonable, safe car. Jeep even, or anything that's safer, yeah? They don't really live the way we think millionaires should do, because otherwise their money go fast, even if you're a millionaire. So they save a lot, you know, they're looking for ways to save. You know, like they go with what kind of car, have less petrol, yeah? Or they stay in some neighborhood or some house that they can afford, see what I mean? So that they don't drain out their savings. a lot of ways that you save here and there, and then they become, their money is always stable. Yes. And some people who don't earn a lot but spend a lot, grow with fast car and all that, they really have a lot, but a lot of credit, you know, a lot of mortgage and debt. And the millionaire people who drive normal car because they know how to organize their life so they don't be in debt. Yes. A lot of millionaires live next door to you, you don't know, because they don't flash around. Yeah. They know what they're doing. They know the value of money, and they don't just always spend. It's just their natural that way. And that's why they become rich. They're naturally rich. They naturally know how to handle money. Yeah. They know how to organize their money. Yeah, they don't spend all their earnings. You see, they leave some for investment. And then just in no time, you become rich. Yeah. Like for example, you put $10,000 today, 10 years later, it becomes $50,000. Invest in some bank. That is slow, for example. But otherwise, they go and risk and do their own business. And that's how they become faster and rich. But it's more risky. But that's life. Yeah, either you take risk or you just, you know, live ordinary, very slow, and day to day you just earn that much money. But still, if you can manage well, you're okay. If life is more simple now. Yeah? Tofu is cheaper than huh? You think, no? Just a little bit different, this piece of tofu instead of that piece of meat. We're healthy, you okay? I look at me, no? Yeah, look at the lady, you know, MC, she's so beautiful, I told her many times to stand by for a photograph. But all of you look good too, and I'm proud of you. You're proud of yourself, come and say, I'm vegetarian, look at me. Yeah? Right? That's good. You're very beautiful. Once you're beautiful inside, people see you beautiful outside. That is normally the case. Yeah. But continue with your practice. Your life is better and better. I need not to tell you. I'm just saying that in case somebody don't know yet, they can verify with you. Your life is an example of love and of spiritual, now you say, blessing. There's no need to even preach to anyone. Yeah? They just look at your life. The way you walk your life, the way you present yourself to the world, that's just better than thousands of books talking about spiritual issue. You are the book. You are the best example, best doctrine, best religious theory ever present to anybody. There was a story in Mexico. There was a master a long time ago, he's very famous, Pastor Paco, right? A Mexican. And he told a story to his disciples, like, there were two men in the same group, and one is very, very diligent, very religious. Like he went to the church every Sunday, and he was the first one in line to, you know, in any holy activities, in the last one to leave, never miss any opportunity to go to the church. But he never does anything else. And one guy, he never go to the church, but he go to work every day, and he does whatever is his duty. And then whatever he earn, he take care of his family, also give away to the poor people. Yeah. And he even gave to the church too, to repair the church. So, Quetzalcoatl say that the man who never went to the church, that guy is holy. That guy is already a church himself. But the guy who goes to the church every day, he just goes there. But everybody respect the guys who go to the church, thinking he's very holy. And lowly of the guy who never went to the church, but actually he's going to take care of all the churches, you know, in his area, whatever he can do. And he sometimes works extra so that he can earn a little more extra money so that he can give to whoever again. That's what he does every day. So the master say, the first one go to the church, all right. But the second one, he's the church himself. Yes. So we can be churchgoer or a church. Yeah, it's up to us. I think all of you are the churches. I know you don't have any churches. So people ask me, why you don't have any church or any temple? I say, I have no need. I have millions of them running around. Yeah. I say, nowadays is modern time. Fast technology. Everything is mobile. Mobile phone, mobile home, mobile car, mobile temple. Yeah, you are my mobile temple. Yeah. We can communicate anytime, go anywhere, very flexible. Yeah? A big build is only fixed in one place. Yeah? We run around. We are the run around temple. That's very cool. I was thinking of something else. I forgot. Yeah, wow, just the same like this. But I forgot, it's gone. Sometimes it comes so fast, you know, the inspiration from the Master, from God, comes so fast, my mouth can't talk quickly. I already talk faster and faster every day already. You meet me like 10 years or 15 years ago, I don't talk like this. I talk like you, right? Hello, Master. How are you? So nice to see you. See? Now I talk, hello, how are you? Okay? Okay, fine. Yeah, talk quick, I don't have time. Yeah, I talk on the phone like that too, because so many things to do. And when I talk, you know, with you, sometimes I talk so fast. So that you can review and listen to what did she say before. Yes. Yeah. Talking everybody can. But living what you talk is harder. And you can do all that. You can talk as well and you can do it as well. And that's what's great about you. I told you I came to make you great. Yeah? Whether I'm great or not, there's no consequence. I'm only one. Yeah. The great master, a great teacher, is not the one who makes himself great, but to make everybody else great. Yeah, right. If your students are good, that means you're good. Otherwise, it's no good. You're used. Huh? So, whether I'm great or not, doesn't matter. As long as you're great, it's fine. And if by your grace, by your greatness, I become so great, then thank you very much. I like that too. But to tell you honestly, if all the world is enlightened, I would be happy just to be a private citizen.
Thank you.
We thank you for your presence on Words of Wisdom today. Please join us again tomorrow for another enlightening lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Confucius Was Also a Spiritual Cultivator. Please stay with us for a presentation on Models of Success. Up next, right after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a beautiful and joyous day.